Good morning, Carroll County. It's Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and I'm from District 5, as you all know, from Eldersburg-Sykesville. I got the opportunity to share with you a few thoughts in this week's podcast. The first thing I want to share is enjoy this beautiful weather. Oh my gosh, looking outside is blue sky, and hopefully you are taking the opportunity with family and friends and getting outside, doing the things that you would like to do. Sunshine is always a good medicine for the body and for the soul. An opportunity to also be outside is coming up. May 4th, we have the Veterans Celebration. This is the third year we're having this celebration, and I was fortunate to kick it off a few years ago with then-Commissioner Dick Weaver. And the whole idea was we have a lot of veterans here in Carroll County, and a lot of veterans that are in that young to middle age, that 25 to 45, 50-year-old range. And how do we bring them and their kids and their families, recognize them, and give the opportunity to say thank you? And then the Veterans Celebration was born. Real strong kudos to our citizen services, our Veterans Commission, and the entire team of volunteers that put this on. This will be the third year going strong. Expect anywhere from, 3,000 to 5,000. If the weather is nice, it'll be upwards above 5,000. There'll be food trucks, there'll be beer there, there'll be lots of static displays and opportunities to gather information on programs here in Carroll County, and also great music. The Westminster Band will be there. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And it gives another opportunity to say thank you to all our veterans and to have a little bit of Carroll County family time. So I look forward to seeing you there May 4th on Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. A couple other activities I want to talk to you about that are going strong. Not necessarily in the right path we want, but I believe communication is critical and that we have a level of consistency in our messaging. The first one is the MPRP, the Piedmont Reliability Program, that is intended to go across 70 miles in Maryland from an energy source in southern Pennsylvania through Baltimore County, Carroll County, Frederick County, and then into a data center or NSPOT in Northern Virginia. The challenge is that there's no offshoots from this data line or from this energy source to the data center, so therefore there's no real feel that Maryland will be a gain in this process. Now this has gone from concept a couple years ago to being funded to a company called PSENG out of New Jersey, to their planning of how this route will look, to now wanting to go onto properties and surveying properties. Those properties that are private, along with the county, for that matter, do not want PSENG and others to come onto their properties, and that's their right. I truly and always will believe in property owners' rights. The company, PSEG, who has this contract, has gone to court to work through the court system in demanding that they have the opportunity to go onto these properties. That's where the decisions lie right now. In the meantime, I'm proud to say that our sheriff, along with Frederick County, so Carroll County and Frederick County, have both stood up from their law enforcement, along with our delegations across the board, and our Board of Commissioners, we're all saying the same message, and that is, don't tread on me. Don't come onto private properties unless you are authorized to and allowed to, and there's no in-between. So we are continuing on that message. Our governor has recently been saying the same, especially when it comes to eminent domain, how we are all against that process. From the governor on down to all of our legislators, our law enforcement, our executives and commissioners, we're all saying the same thing. And I think that's important that we stay on message and that we give confidence to our community that we do not want this program cutting through private properties when there's no benefit to our community, our Carroll County community, and also it becomes a blight on such beautiful properties as they exist today. So more to follow as that continues. Stay tuned. You ever have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to me. Again, 443-569-9861. Email me anytime you want at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov for any of these issues that I'm talking about. And the last issue, and a very important one, because it's not about us on the dais, it's about us in the Carroll County community. And our number one responsibility to represent you is to establish a budget. And establishing a budget that is both capital and operational every year. By law, we must have a balanced budget by May 31st to put in place by that following July. So we are working on our fiscal year 26 budget right now. The good thing about this budget process, I believe in Carroll County, is we don't just look at fiscal year 26, which is by law what we must have balanced, but we look at that year plus going out 5 years, and how will we look in fiscal year 27, 28, 29, all the way to 31. And I can't lie to you, by the time we get to FY 31, we are not in balance the way we are forecasting ourselves right now. This year, we have to be, and we are, you know, by the decisions we make later in May. But we also look pretty good in FY 27 and 28. Therefore, I'm pretty bullish on the situation when it comes to our both capital and operational budget. There are decisions that we made that I believe we need to stay on message. The budget itself is still in draft. We are scheduled to make final decision and approve the budget by May 22nd. We have time between now and then for lots of public comments and opportunities. We have Mr. Zaleski going out to the libraries across the county, sharing the decisions that we have made, we the county commissioners, and if things should be influenced or changed, we have time between now and May 22nd to do just that. One of the key decisions we made is dealing with the largest funding we provide in Carroll County, and that is to our Carroll County Public School System. And we determined in the budget that they should be receiving $13 million for Carroll County Public Schools. Our proposed budget was 6.2, I believe, and we increased 5.8. Actually, I think it was 5.8. We increased 7.2, regardless, to get to $13 million operational. That is a part of what the school system has asked for. The other part that the school system has asked for has dealing with blueprint, which we are working with the state to work in getting a waiver and pushing the blueprint requirements to the right in years. But the first step is for us to achieve the ask and the request that the schools are asking for, and that is to get to $13 million. In addition, we have added a few positions. We have beefed up our fire EMS, where we are, you know, moving in the right direction for them. We have increased a couple of our staff in the county, two, and we've also reduced another position. So we're very, I guess, hawkish could be the right word when it comes to our staffing and not over inflating our staff. And we are continuing to achieve all of the services I believe you deserve with the bare bones staff that we have. And I am so proud of our workforce, and I wish we could do more for them, and I'm part of them. They just are selfless in all of their approach. So, you know, same with our veterans on Veterans Day. If you see somebody from Carroll County government, a lot of times it's from our Department of Public Works. You get the opportunity, seeing somebody on the side of the road, just say thanks. They're there clearing the roads. They're there putting themselves in harm's way sometimes to do things like that. And they do it very selflessly. So anyone and everyone on our county staff, I just want to say thank you. Another thing we're doing is we are using capital funds to build our state's attorney's office. We are using capital funds to expand and develop Kringle Park and give that more opportunities for our community to use, which is always a good thing. In our conservation, we are adding $1 million in ongoing to ag preservation. We are 82,000 acres, give or take, of preserved agricultural properties in perpetuity, and our goal is to get to 100,000 acres. So we're right on our way. And, you know, it's one of those, if it's a priority, resource the priority, and that's what we determined to do by adding $1 million to that for ongoing. There's a lot of things that we're achieving and working to achieve. These comments that I'm making, they're available to you, obviously, on this podcast, but we also have a slide deck that's been presented available to you. And probably by the time you're listening to this, our budget will be online for you also to take a look at, to peruse, to study, whatever you'd like to do, to ask questions, because it's not our budget, the five of us on the dais, or Mr. Zaleski's. It's ours and yours together, Carroll County community. And it's large. I mean, we're talking, you know, $600+ million operational budget. $581 million operational budget, and it'll continue to grow over time. And that's just operational. So we are a growing community, and as we grow, like with our fire EMS and our requirements on schools, we have to ensure that we're resourcing the things that are calling us Carroll County and making Carroll County great. There's no better place. I always believed that no one knows Carroll County more than Carroll Countyans. That's why I'm always asking for you, for your insight and input. And I have rambled on a whole lot. I apologize if I've gone long. As always, life is good, and I'm proud to share some of these comments with you, staying on message. And this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have an awesome one. Thanks.